Me right now is City Councilman Bill Peduto. Councilman, welcome to KDK. Good to have you on.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Doing well. You met with members of the Parking Authority and Mayor Ravenstahl, and it sounds to me as though what's happening is that the Parking Authority is not wanting to turn over the dollars that they are getting in excess of what they were collecting before, and they're able to collect that because of decisions made by City Council to authorize them to do that, but they're not wanting to turn over the money until the state says that, yes, they'll take that deal of using those dollars to get the pension fund up to 50%?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's pretty much the case. You nailed it there. It is sort of, unfortunately, a game. You have an asset. It produces a certain amount of revenue. If you go into an agreement with the city, if you say that, okay, we'll accept the terms of the pension bailout, which, by the way, was a lot less expensive to the public than what the mayor was proposing. Mm-hmm. Rates would have been much higher.
Okay.
It would have included Sundays and would have been locked in for 50 years without making any modifications. We could go into that agreement and it could be contingent upon state approval. But once they go into the agreement, then they lose the control of the asset. I still believe in the
back
of
their mind. What do they intend to do with this money if the state comes back and says, nope, we are not going to do that. This does not count. It sounds to me as though the Parking Authority has every intention of keeping all that money for as long as they're able to collect it, providing City Council continues with the parking rates as they have already put through in legislation.
Well, the rates would go down the very next day. I mean, in the sense that those rates were only contingent upon the pension plan that we were mandated by the state to create. We had to come up with $250 million in new revenue,
mm-hmm.
and the only tools that we had were property tax,
yes.
wage tax, real estate transfer tax, or raising the rate of parking, which had not been raised since 1985 in the city. So we didn't really have that many tools in the toolbox, but if the state does not accept this plan, which I do believe they're going to,
mm-hmm.
but if they don't, then the rates don't stay up. I mean,
Councilman, couldn't it be argued that the rates are too low even at this point? I mean, I drove around for 20 minutes in one garage, 10 stories. The place was packed. I got a Facebook comment from a lady looking for a place to park in downtown Pittsburgh for 45 minutes. I mean,
well, let me say this. It's going to be the most politically unacceptable thing that I've ever said in my career.
Okay.
You're right. and that's not just me saying that. There was an international parking consulting group that came in under the mayor's plan called Desmond, and they looked at our parking asset, and they do this for cities across the world.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found out is there's about 25,700 parking spaces downtown. These aren't parking spaces that are leased or given to a certain company. These are spaces that are available through private parking garages and public.
Okay.
Now, what's interesting is that everyone downtown is upset because the meters went up. There's 25,700 spots downtown. Only 671 of them are meters. So it's a drop in the bucket compared to the parking. The meters are created for short-term parking.
Right.
You need to pick something up. You need to do something. You use the meter.
Agree with you. If I was going downtown to have dinner, I'm not parking at a meter. I'm going into a garage.
The garage is $5 an hour and $5 an evening. 6
right.
o'clock till midnight,
right.
$5. Very hard to find, by the way, any other city comparable to Pittsburgh, even some smaller, that offer a one-price option that low.
Councilman, do you think it's right for the people of Pittsburgh to subsidize people who are coming in from out of town?
Well,
because right now, because the parking rate is so low, dollars otherwise could be collected to help out with the city's budget. City taxpayers are subsidizing cheap parking for those who live in the suburbs.
For those that think that what you just said is just ridiculous, I'll go back to the Desmond study. The rate in the public parking areas, the Pittsburgh Parking Authority, the ones that we control,
mm-hmm.
are 34% lower than the private rate, which is the market rate.
Right.
If we just wanted to go to market rate, and I hear a lot of conservatives always talk about let the market decide, let the market dictate. If we just went to market rate, we would raise more money than all of these parking meter increases of quarters and that we're nickel and diming ourselves because we'd raise the downtown rates to what they are in the private garage.
So when are
34%?
Councilman Peduto, when are you going to introduce that?
We subsidize the downtown businesses. We help the downtown businesses by offering a lower rate than what the market has.
Well, I'm all about the idea of the $5 rate or the discount rate in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about during the day. I had to be downtown today for noon, drove around for 20 minutes, other people driving around for a half hour, 45 minutes to an hour, just looking for a place to park. Do you have any intentions of introducing legislation, a bill that would allow the parking authority to raise rates up to what market prices are?
No. maybe
why?
There would be some.
Why not? Increase. I mean, considering the city is struggling, why not?
It's a balance. There's two balances that need to happen. You need to have parking rates, and I'm sure people will call up and say they should get rid of all the parking, just make it free, and then the businesses will flourish. Communities have done this repeatedly, and they've failed. You know why? Because the people that work in the shops park in front, and they park there all day, and there's no one to go in the store to buy a pack of gum because all the spots are taken by the workers and by the people who live around there that park for free all day.
Right.
That's why you need meters. That's why meters were created, so that there's an opportunity for it to open and change.
Pittsburgh.
Now, with what you
do me a favor. I'll talk to you more about this. There's a lot to go over, but I got a break here. Pittsburgh City Councilman Bill Peduto, we're talking about parking downtown. Is it too cheap to park downtown? We explore more of that coming up. Now, when it comes to this issue of parking, are there things that the council could do? I don't know. It would be great if I were to come up to this parking garage and then somehow know ahead of time, oh, by the way, there are no spaces here. Don't bother driving up and down for 20 minutes. You're not going to find one.
Well, here's the thing. It's not there, what you're saying and what others are saying about how the meters are too expensive are not separate arguments. They can be put together. In cities like Los Angeles and San Francisco, in the past 2 years, have just started launching this type of stuff. Washington, D.C. as well. One of the things that they're doing now, and even in Pittsburgh, they're creating this program, basically a phone app that will be able to tell you where the spaces are. So as you hit the phone app and you're going downtown and you're saying, I'm going to the cultural district, it will say at 9th and Penn on the fifth floor, space 42, 44, 48, 52 are open.
Right.
And you'll be able, before you even get to the garage, to know which garage have space, not looking for a little green light outside, having that ability right in the palm of your hand.
Councilman, I got to tell you, I think I would prefer the little green light right outside the entrance, because here's the reason why.
Right.
As I'm driving down the road, I may be on 279, and it says three spaces are available, and by the time I get there, they're not available anymore.
Well,
it would be nice if there was just a green light or a red X.
And it would be able to tell you how many spaces. So you'd see like 137. That technology is already present and is ready to be launched in Pittsburgh.
Let me get back
now this year.
Let me get back to the cost of parking, especially in the garages.
Yeah. Like,
clearly, city residents are subsidizing parking for commuters. And there's a lot of money that otherwise could be had for the city, for the parking authority to be able to upgrade all the garages, pay for all the upgrades to the meters and everything, if rates were where they should be. What's it going to take to get them up to where they really should be? Just based upon market forces.
No, not to walk away from the issue either, because I said some things that people could hang me on a little bit earlier.
Yes.
But the authority.
No, we have you on tape. You're never walking away from that, pal.
Trust me. I got 17 years of saying that kind of stuff. The fact is that the only authority to raise the rates in the garages, unlike the meters, which are in a public right-of-way and that's publicly owned, in the garages, it's the parking authority that has the only right and authority to raise the rates in the garages. But let me go back to one other point, too.
Okay.
Because you talk about the need for having a higher rate and how difficult it is. Most people don't realize our parking garages downtown operate at 105% occupancy, meaning not only is every space taken every day, but we're stacking cars in order to compensate for the further demand. So this whole argument, well, no one's going downtown anymore, and you're driving them all out.
That's ridiculous.
Actually, it's not true. We have too much demand right now, not enough supply.
Right.
But, and this is what I was talking about San Francisco and L.A., what they're doing is they're creating rates based on demand. In other words, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. or 12 noon during that day when all the spaces are taken, the rate goes up a little bit.
Right.
During the night when there's thousands of spaces open, the rate goes down.
Fantastic.
And it changes hourly.
Right.
It's not preset. It's determining by what the demand is on a real-time basis.
Right. And I would guess you could also do that with new meters that would accept debit cards. I mean, if they're capable.
They're not only doing it with new meters. They're putting sensors in where the meters are so you can have that same technology I was talking to before. This isn't George Jetson. This is right now. This is what cities with proactive parking authorities and parking planning organizations are doing. They're not selling it all and leasing it out.
Right.
They're not giving it away. They're finding ways to be smarter.
So what does it take to get this done?
New leadership. Unfortunately,
we're back
it.
To the I whole mean, leadership if, thing?
We have one really great member of the Parking Authority Board. Her name is Natalia Rudiak. She's my colleague,
yes.
City council member. She goes to the conferences on parking. She understands this issue from not only a local level, but a national and international level. She has these great ideas where she wants to take this parking authority. She can't even get a second at the meetings in order to even look at any of these things. They've got the blinders on. They want to lease this thing out. They want to make that deal happen. And until we bury that deal,
right?
And I thought we've already buried it twice. It's like Freddy Krueger keeps crawling back up. And
that whole deal is just absolutely insane. It is a horrible deal for the taxpayers. It's a horrible deal ultimately for the commuters. There's no involvement whatsoever. There's no say once you lease that space out.
Not only that, I mean, anybody who studied just the basic economics of it realizes it's a real bad investment. We're getting all this cash now,
right.
But we're paying so much more that the interest rate is almost like going to a cash checking place. It's a ridiculous proposal, but there's a lot of people that will make a buck off of it. There's a lot of people in downtown who are going to make a buck off of it, and they want to make sure that that happens. So.
Going back to the state issue for one last second.
But it's going to take new leadership.
All right, one last second before I let you go.
Yep.
Going back to the state issue about them taking over the pension fund and whether or not they're going to accept the revenue from the parking authority.
Yeah.
Are you convinced that if the state says yes, the parking authority will then sign off on the money?
They have to. I mean, at this point, there's four things that I asked them for, and they said no, 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 and no till the state does it. Releasing the money that's supposed to go to the pension fund,
yes.
Take it out of their hands and put it where it's supposed to go. Modernizing the equipment so people don't have to go downtown with a pocket full of quarters.
Yes.
The agreement with the city and signing it, and having a third party come in to analyze where the rates could be and should be, which would also involve what you're talking about, and looking at it through an economic lens as well. They said no to all four of those, and they said they're not doing a thing until after the state decides. I hope to have this conversation with you later this month, and I hope that the state has already decided and that we're in the position now and where they have to make that action happen.
What is the expected date to finally hear from the state?
There isn't one, which is kind of scary, too. I got to tell you.
This could go on for the rest of whatever?
I'm cautiously optimistic that it's going to get done in the month of September, which is the amount of time it would take for actuaries to go through every single piece of paper we have. But
okay.
At the same time, this is Harrisburg, and you got to keep an eye open and a bright light shining. You never know what might happen when this thing gets passed around a little bit.
Pittsburgh City Councilman Bill Peduto, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thanks.
Do appreciate it.